This is Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria. Here's Angel Padilla.
5 minutes past 5 o'clock. Welcome into Football Night in Northern Colorado. I am, of course, your host, Angel Padilla, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios here in Greeley as we just overlook 10th Street as the sun has begun to set on what is going to be another great night of preps football here in NoCo and around the state. Of course, our A1 Organics game of the week tonight is a good one. The Roosevelt Rough Riders are at the Riverdale Ridge Ravens. Both teams 8-2 coming into this one as the 3A state playoffs get underway this evening, and we're going to have probably the best game in the first round on our airwaves tonight. Of course, Michael Spillin, Bruce Dick will be on the call for you. They are down in Thornton tonight, though hopefully they're on their way, if not already there, getting ready to get set up for what should be a great matchup here on KFKA. Of course, all of this would not be possible without our great sponsor, Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House, over there at I-25 and Highway 34 in the Johnstown Plaza. It's right next to Shields. You can't possibly miss it, but if you do, there are 13 other Colorado locations to try the best New York-style pizza that money can buy. You can get wings, calzones, pastas, and wraps as well. Go check out their game day special. You can get a two-topping pizza for $15.99, or starting at $15.99. Kickoff specials include pizza, wings, and beer as well. If you can't make it through this weekend, go get their pick two lunch combos Monday through Friday, starting at $9.99. Of course, all day happy hour on Sunday, three to six daily for those happy hour specials. Go check out their Perry's Pint special. First pour is $4. Second pour is $3. For their massively rotating draft beer selection. I know they're starting to roll in some of those more holiday specialized beers and ales from a lot of our local breweries here in NoCo. So go check out Perry's this weekend. Lots of football to go check out there. We'll get into my top five college football and NFL games this weekend a little bit later around in the last segment of this first hour. So what we're going to do here, I now have five full brackets here in front of me. We're going to go through all of them. Once again, recap what happened last week in round one, as well as get you set for the 3A bracket. They are the one league that waits. They play one extra league game last week, and the bracket was released on Sunday. So we will go through that 3A bracket as well, get you all set for Roosevelt and Riverdale Ridge. We'll also hear from both coaches, Coach Lane Wassinger for Roosevelt and Coach Wayne Voorhees for Riverdale Ridge. We'll hear from both of them around 6 o'clock. Bruce Dick, host of Coach Speak, had both coaches on today as they're both getting excited for this playoff matchup. So with all of that being said, let's get into the 1A bracket. Recapping round one from last week, number one seeded Lyman was hosting Cedar Edge, the 16th seed, and Lyman won this game 42-7. Pretty handily there at home for Lyman. Moving into the 8-9 matchup, this was Banning Lewis Academy hosting number nine Wiggins. And very, very lopsided score. You don't see this one very often. It might be a scoregami for preps football. 21-2. Was the final score. So Wiggins was able to get a safety there, but they were about 19 points short of a victory against Banning Lewis Academy. Into the 4-13 matchup, it was Meeker hosting the Highland Huskies. We've talked a lot about them this year, sneaking into the playoffs there late, but their season does end in Meeker. Meeker won that game 20-7. In the 5-12 matchup, it was Buena Vista hosting Colorado Springs Christian, and this was a bit of a closer game. Buena Vista ends up with the win, 27-21, the final score there. In the 2-15 matchup, it was Holyoke hosting Platte Canyon, and our first shutout of the bracket, Holyoke wins this one 42-0. In the 7-10 matchup, kind of a high-scoring game, but pretty much a blowout by the end of it. Ray hosting Centauri. Ray got the win 59-27, so the seventh seed moving on. So far, all of the home teams have won their games. In the 6 versus 11 matchup, it was Strasburg and North Fork. Strasburg got the second shutout of the bracket, 21-0, the final score there. And lastly, number 3, Gunnison, hosting number 14, Yuma. Final score there, Gunnison, 28-14. So all home team winning in the first round of the 1A bracket, which sets us up for our quarterfinal games. All of these games will be played tomorrow on Saturday, all of them kicking off around 1 p.m., Looking here in the first matchup, this will be number 1 versus number 8. Lyman host Banning Lewis Academy. In the 4-5 matchup, we'll see Meeker and Buena Vista. 2 versus 7, Holyoke and Ray. And then 6 versus 3, Strasburg and Gunnison. So we'll see what happens there. Of course, the winners of those will move on to the semifinals next week as they get one step closer to a 1A state championship. Moving into the 2A bracket, couple of first round here, another 16-seeded bracket. Starting off here at number 1 and number 16, Delta hosts Alamosa, and Delta gets a convincing win, 49-14 was the final score there. So the number 1-seeded Delta moves on to the quarterfinals. In the 8 versus 9 matchup, it was Basalt hosting the Classical Academy, and we have our first road victor. The Classical Academy gets the win 40-19 over Basalt. So a number 9 seed, a road team getting their first win in the bracket there. They'll move on to the quarterfinals. Number 4 versus number 13, Berthoud and Wellington. I've talked a lot about that Berthoud team throughout the shows this season, and they have held firm again. Berthoud gets the win 38-6, the final score there. We know how good that Berthoud defense is, and they defended home turf there, and they will move on to play at home again next week. And the number 5 versus number 12 matchup, Elizabeth hosting Moffitt County. Another road victory here for Moffitt County, 31-21 was the final score there. In the 2 versus 15 matchup, I know a lot of people had their eyes on this one because of a certain team in red. Kent Denver hosted Eaton last week, and the Reds continue on to defend their title, 31-28. Was the final score there. The Reds, that's a team you don't want to face in the playoffs with the amount of success that that program has had. Very up and down season, as we've mentioned with the Reds, but once they get in the brackets, you kind of throw the record out the window because that is a team that knows how to win in the postseason. Into the 7-10 matchup, it was La Junta hosting number 10 Pagosa Springs. Another road victory here. Pagosa Springs wins it 14-7, a bit of a defensive battle there, but Pagosa Springs on the road gets the win. A local tie-in here, number 6 University hosted number 11 Florence last week, and the Bulldogs get the win 40-15, the final score there. They now move on into the quarterfinals. And the last matchup here in 2A, number 3 Rifle hosting number 14 Brush. The Beat Diggers on the road for this one, and their season has come to an end. 21-14, the final score there. That was the 3-14 matchup with Rifle and Brush. So now looking into the quarterfinal matchups, again, all these games will kick off Saturday afternoon around 1 p.m. Number 1 Delta hosts number 9 Classical Academy. We'll see if the Classical Academy can go on the road and get another big win over the top-seeded Delta team. 4 versus 12, Berthoud host Moffitt County. Again, one of those road victors from last week, Moffitt County heading up to Berthoud. And we'll see if that Spartan defense can hold firm once again and get another win at home. Moving on, game 11 here. Number 15, Eaton host number 10, Pagosa Springs. Again, Eaton on their returning to their home field. We'll see if the Reds can't get a win there and try to move on into the semifinals. And then the last matchup here in the 2A quarterfinals, number 6 University hosts number 3 Rifle. Again, all those games going on tomorrow at 1 p.m. The winners going on to the semifinals, which will be again next week. Lastly, here in this first segment here, we're going to get through the 3A bracket. Now, again, this bracket was finalized on Sunday as 3A plays one extra week of league play. And looking at this bracket now, we'll have five games in action tonight. The other four will be going on tomorrow afternoon, of course, including our A1 Organics Game of the Week between Riverdale Ridge and Roosevelt. But let's start here. Again, this is a 16-seeded bracket. Number one overall seed, Green Mountain, will host Glenwood Springs. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. Of course, game two is number 8, Riverdale Ridge, and number 9, Roosevelt. We'll have plenty of previews for that game right around 6 o'clock or so. Again, we'll hear from both coaches as well. Game three here, number 4, Durango, hosts number 13, Meade. The Mavericks on the road in this one. They'll kick off on Saturday at 1 p.m. Heading here to game 4, number 5, Lutheran host number 12, Frederick. The Golden Eagles going on the road for this one. That is a kickoff tonight at 7, and we'll make sure to have the score updates throughout the night. For any games that are in action, we'll have those scores for you throughout the broadcast tonight. Into game 5, this is the 3 versus 14 matchup. Thompson Valley host Discovery Canyon. Again, that's another kickoff tonight at 7. In Game 6, it's going to be the 6-seeded Pueblo Central hosting number 11 Northfield. That's another 7 p.m. kickoff tonight. Game number 7 tomorrow, another local team here. Number 7, Resurrection Christian hosts 10th-seeded Lewis Palmer. So we'll have a score. That's a 11 Saturday kickoff at 1 p.m. as well. And then the last game here in the 3A bracket, number 2, Holy Family, hosts number 15, Denver North. That game gets kicked off at 6 o'clock tonight. So again, we'll have all of those score updates for you throughout the evening. So that's the 1A, 2A, and 3A brackets. We'll run through 4A and 5A after this break. But of course, we are getting you all set for the A1 Organics Game of the Week between Roosevelt and Riverdale Ridge. Both teams 8-2 coming into this one. Roosevelt, of course, the defending 3A state champions. They went undefeated last year, had a couple of losses this year. As you know, we've had a couple of their games throughout the year. One thing here when looking at both of these teams, they did have two common opponents. That included Thompson Valley and Mountain View. Roosevelt did lose to Thompson Valley, did get a win at Mountain View, but Riverdale Ridge beat both of those teams. So we'll see if that has any play in tonight. This 3A division is one of the more competitive divisions across the state in terms of football, and we have a great matchup here. Lots of great stats here that I'll break down for you around 6 o'clock as we dive into both of these teams. But this has the makings of a great matchup. I know Coach Bruce Dick was going on throughout the shows today. He seems pumped up for this game, and he came into work with a smile on his face, ready to drive down to Thornton for this one. Going to be an exciting matchup, and we're going to have it all for you here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado. Stay with us. Minutes past 5 o'clock. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado. I'm your host, Angel Padilla, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios here in Greeley, and we are getting you all set for our A1 Organics Game of the Week, 3A playoff action between the defending champions, Roosevelt Rough Riders, and the Riverdale Ridge Ravens. That's 5 R's between these two teams, Roosevelt Rough Riders, Riverdale Ridge Ravens. Both teams 8-2 coming into this matchup. You got two tenured coaches, Lane Wassinger in his 7th year with Roosevelt and Wayne Voorhees in his 6th season with Riverdale Ridge. This has all the makings of a great playoff matchup. We'll get into the top players, some key stats, as well as a season recap for both schools, and we'll hear from the coaches as well. We're going to continue here as we recap and break down the upcoming brackets for you. We just did 1, 2, and 3A. Now we're going to look at the 4A bracket, and the 4 and 5A brackets It's a lot to look at when I'm just looking at it, but it's a 24-seeded team bracket. The top eight teams have byes last week, so some of those teams will be getting into action tonight as well as tomorrow. Let's recap. Start off here in round one, quadrant one. Number one seeded Palmer Ridge, of course, they were on the bye last week, as well as eighth seeded Heritage. So both those teams awaited their opponents from last week. And those two games were the 16th seed Vista Ridge hosting the 17th seeded Denver South. And the road team gets the win there, barely. Denver South 27, Vista Ridge 26. So a 1-point road victory there for Denver South. They have now moved on into round two. The other matchup here in quadrant one was number 9 Golden hosting number 24 Monarch, and Golden handles this one at home. 48-7 was the final score there, which sets up round two in quadrant one. One game kicking off tonight around 7 o'clock, the other one tomorrow around 11 a.m. Tonight's game will be number 1 Palmer Ridge hosting number 17 Denver South. And then tomorrow morning's game actually is number 9 Golden and number 8 Heritage. So 1 versus 17, 9 versus 8 there in quadrant 1, round 2 of the 4A state playoffs. Move down here into quadrant two. The two teams that had a bye in this first round was number 4-seeded Broomfield and number 5-seeded Mesa Ridge. The two games that mattered in the first round here in the second quadrant, number 13, Fruita Monument hosted number 20, Falcon, and Fruita Monument gets the home win 50-12, the final score there. And then a local matchup here, number 12, Loveland hosted number 21, Bear Creek, and the Red Wolves get a convincing win at home. 41-21 was the final score there, which sets up round two in quadrant two. Number 4, Broomfield will host 13-seeded Fruita Monument. That game at Broomfield High School, that'll kick off tomorrow at 11 a.m. As for the Loveland Red Wolves, they will play tonight at 7 as they will play against Mesa Ridge, the 5th overall seed. Of course, had the bye last week. You'll see how that kind of plays into it when you have these teams with a first-round bye. Do they have enough to get going early versus a team that's already played a game in the playoffs, hosted a game in the playoffs, as for Loveland there? So we'll see where the momentum swings in that one. Heading over into Quadrant 3, the two teams with a bye in this one was number 2 Erie and number 7 Dakota Ridge. As for the other two games, it was number 15 Rampart hosting number 18 Grand Junction, and Rampart gets the win very, very convincingly. 48-6 was the final score there. The other matchup was number 10 Thomas Jefferson hosting number 23 Stanley Lake. And Thomas Jefferson gets the win here. 22-14 was the final score there, which sets up round two in quadrant three. It'll be number 2 Erie hosting number 15 Rampart, and then Dakota Ridge, the 7th seed, hosting Thomas Jefferson. Both of those games, or Thomas Jefferson and Dakota Ridge, actually played today at 4, so I'll try to get a score update for you here in just a minute. And then Erie and Rampart will kick off tonight at 7. So we'll see that Dakota Ridge Thomas Jefferson score. They played that game at Jeffco Stadium earlier this afternoon. I'll try to get a score update for you. Lastly, here in quadrant 4 of the 4A bracket, the two teams with a bye was number 3 Montrose and number 6 Ponderosa. The 3 and 6 seeded teams there. In the 14 and 19 matchup, it was Pueblo West hosting Longmont. The Trojans on the road in this one, and their season has come to an end. Pueblo West 55, Longmont 42. Very high-scoring game in that one, but Pueblo West gets the win. Another local matchup, number 11 Windsor hosted number 22 Centaurus, and the Wizards pitch a shutout in this one. 48-0. They will move on now into round two, which sets up here in quadrant four, number 3 Montrose hosting number 14 Pueblo West, and then number 6 Ponderosa hosting number 11 Windsor. So that's all that there for the 4A brackets. I'm going to try to get a score here in the break for Dakota Ridge and Thomas Jefferson. I want to make sure we get all the updates there. For that Montrose-Pueblo West game, that is a Saturday kickoff at 1 p.m. And then Windsor and Ponderosa will kick off tonight at 6. Again, all the score updates for you throughout the evening to make sure you don't miss a single touchdown, field goal, or anything like that, because playoff time, it's crazy. There's tons of games going on all at the same time. But keep your radios tuned here to KFKA for all the score updates. Now looking here again at the 5A bracket. Again, this is a 24-seeded team. 24-seeded team bracket here, the top eight teams getting a first round bye, and that starts off here in quadrant one with the number one overall seed Cherry Creek on a bye, as well as eighth seeded Mountain Vista having a bye week. So that left number 16 Eagle Crest hosting number 17 Legacy, and the road team comes out victorious in this one, 28-14, the final score there. So Legacy moves on into round two. And then number 9, Castleview, played host to number 24, Fossil Ridge, the Sabercats. We've been following them around this year, but their season has come to an end as Castleview wins this one 35-16, which sets up a second round with two games here. Number 1, Cherry Creek, hosting number 17, Legacy, at the Stutler Bowl. That game kicks off tonight around 7 o'clock. As well as the 8-9 matchup, this game being played at Halftime Help Stadium, Mountain Vista and Castleview. That game kicks off at 6 tonight. Again, all the score updates for you throughout the evening. Moving into Quadrant 2, it was number 4 Pine Creek and number 5 Ralston Valley with the bye weeks, which leaves number 13 Denver East hosting number 20 Mullen, and Denver East gets the win there 23-7. As for number 12, Rock Canyon, and number 21, Arvada West, Rock Canyon gets the win 20-14, which sets up a round two matchups with number 4, Pine Creek, hosting number 13, Denver East. That's going to be played at D20 Stadium tonight at 7. And then number 12 versus number 5, Rock Canyon and Ralston Valley, that game being played at NAAC Stadium tonight at 7 as well. Moving into Quadrant 3, the two teams on a bye in this one, two perennial powerhouses in preps football, number 2 Columbine and number 7 Valor Christian were the two teams on a bye last week, which left us with number 15 Fairview hosting number 18 Fountain Fort Carson, and the road team gets the win here, 42-14 was the final score. Fountain Fort Carson will move on into round 2. As for the other matchup here, number 10 Legend played host to number 23 Brighton, and the Bulldog season has come to an end as Legend gets the win 51-14, a very convincing home win there for Legend, which sets up round 2 in quadrant 3. Number 2 Columbine plays host to number 18 Fountain Fort Carson. That game is also tonight at a 7:30 kickoff, that game being played at Jeffco Stadium. And the other matchup here in Quadrant 3, Round 2, number 7, Valor Christian hosts number 10, Legend. That game is also tonight at 7. Lastly here, moving into the Quadrant 4, again, this is the 5A bracket. Two teams on a bye in this one, number 3, Arapahoe, and number 6, Regis Jesuit were your bye teams, which left number 14 Chatfield playing host to number 19 Cherokee Trail, and Chatfield gets the win 42-7 was the final score. And then in the 11 versus 22 matchup, it was Grandview hosting Douglas County. Grandview got the win 28-21, final score there, which sets up round 2. Number 3 Arapahoe host number 14 Chatfield, this game also tonight at 7. And then the 6 versus 11 matchup, Regis Jesuit host Grandview. That game is tonight at 6:30 p.m. So there's the 4A and 5A brackets. Again, we'll have all of the score updates for you throughout the night. Kyle Johnson will have those scores for you as playoff action is just getting underway. Some teams in round 1, most others here moving into round 2. course, that's not it for us in the local area. Plenty of preps football, but we also have some college football this weekend. We'll start off with the Northern Colorado Bears. They are on the road this week, taking on Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks down in Flagstaff. And within the Big Sky, Northern Colorado doesn't have a true rival, but this is as close to a true rival as you're going to see between these two teams. They go back and forth throughout the years. Two teams kind of similar in terms of where their programs are at. I'd say Northern Arizona is probably a couple of steps ahead, obviously. 3-6, their record on the year, 3-3 in the Big Sky. Of course, for the Bears, 0-9, 0-6 on the year. And a bit of a change at quarterback last week for the Bears. Jacob Sermon, who was the starter for most of the season, got banged up pretty bad in that Montana game a few weeks back. And the sophomore quarterback, Shea Coykendall, got his first start last week against Idaho. One of the top-seeded teams in FCS was Idaho. Shea Coykendall was 14 for 22, 55 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Probably just good to get those out of the way. You get your first touchdown, but you also get your first turnover in the college ranks. But Coykendall is a former three-star quarterback coming out of Long Beach, California. A guy that I think this team has a lot of confidence in from what I've been hearing from the coaches and players this week. They feel really confident about Shea Coykendall now in his second week of full practice. Second week as being the guy for the Bears. So we'll see what happens in this game against Northern Arizona. They do play in a dome, so the weather won't matter, but it's supposed to be in the 50s down there in Flagstaff. That game gets going around 1 p.m. Of course, you'll hear it here on KFKA. Matt Gaider, Blake Olson with the Blue and Gold pregame show getting started around 11 or noon, sorry. And that's a great pregame show to listen to. They get plenty of interviews with coaches, players as well. Matt Gaider's a former UNC Bear, so he gets those players' perspective. He played O-line and D-line, so he loves to just watch the trenches for you. Of course, Blake Olson does a great job with his media team, putting out videos throughout the week, talking to coaches and players. And, you know, they got to get a win at some point, and you got to feel this may be one of their best chances with the remainder of the season still to come. But that's Northern Colorado and Northern Arizona. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff, again, here on KFKA with the Blue and Gold pregame at noon. That's going to do it here in this second segment. When we come back, we'll look at the other local teams in action, the Colorado Buffaloes and the Colorado State Rams. We may touch the Broncos a little bit, as well as my top five games of the weekend in both NFL and college football. You're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado, 40 minutes past 5 o'clock, as we are getting you ever so closer to our A1 Organics game of the week between Roosevelt and Riverdale Ridge, both teams 8-2 coming into this one. This is a matchup in the 3A state playoff brackets. Wanted to make sure here I got a score update for you between Thomas Jefferson and Dakota Ridge. That game started at 4 o'clock. They are currently in the third quarter with Dakota Ridge leading 31-14. So we'll see if they can hang on and get a win there. And they would, with a win, they would move into the quarterfinals for next week. Of course, our show is brought to you by Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House over in the Johnstown Plaza, right there between I-25 and Highway 34. Go check out their happy hour specials, 3-6 daily, all day Sunday. So if you're an NFL fan and you want to go kick back at Perry's, pretty much all day if you want to. Happy hour goes there. Their Perry's Pints deal is also there. Their first pour, $4. Second pour, $3. Two beers for $7. You can't beat that. As I know with their rotating beer selection, they're starting to bring in some more of those holiday ales, those stouts, peanut butter stouts, milk stouts, anything for that holiday season is going to be a great time to spend it over at Perry's with their New York-style pizza, calzones, pastas, and wraps. You just can't beat it. Great food for a great price. As well, if you can't get there through the weekend, you can always try their Pick 2 lunch combos starting at $9.99. That's Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You can get orders to go as well. If you're having a football party at the house, maybe a watch party on Monday night for some Monday night football between the Broncos and the Bills, go get yourself some Perry's Pizza. You can get it to go as well. Order online at perryspizza.com. So let's move in here. We just previewed UNC Bears action tomorrow. Two other local teams going at it. The CU Buffs are back in Boulder tomorrow. This is their last home game of the year as they play host to the number 21 Arizona Wildcats. Arizona 6-3 on the year, 4-2 in conference play. And they have been kind of a quiet surprise over in the Pac-12. Not a lot of people saw Arizona as being one of the better teams, but they're sitting at fourth in the Pac-12 right now with that 4-2 record. A couple of big wins on their schedule. They did beat USC back in late September. That was kind of USC's first big upset. They took Stanford to double overtime and lost that, or they lost to USC, correction. Arizona here. They lost to Washington 31-24, lost to USC in triple overtime 43-41, but they have rattled off three straight wins against some pretty good teams in the Pac-12. At Washington State 44-6. Versus Oregon State 27-24, and then last week against UCLA 27-10. As for the Buffs, it feels like forever ago that they were 3-0, and the talk of college football, the gloriness, the shine has certainly started to fade a little bit on the primetime Buffs. But just looking at their schedule, on a three-game losing streak, you go back to that Stanford debacle where they were up 29-0, ended up losing that one in double overtime. Had the bye week, then they went on the road to UCLA, lost 28-16. And then last week at home against Oregon State, 26-19, the final score there. They tried a little bit of a comeback effort there in the second half, but not enough against that tough Oregon State defense. And this is a big game for the Buffs, no doubt. 4-5 on the year, 1-5 in conference play. They are still two games short of bowl eligibility, and I know that's going to be a huge talking point for this Buffs team. It could be almost considered a disappointment if they don't make a bowl game. I know the projections and the expectations of this Buffs team have been, you know, fluctuating throughout the year. You talk about, they've gotten three more wins than they had last year. But when you account for all the players that Deion brought in the offseason, you talk about the hype, the buildup, you know, bringing in Louis, we come in, you believe now, all of that stuff. It's kind of by the wayside right now because you've lost three in a row. And a lot of questions start to fly around with this Buffs team. You know, we saw the OC change last week from Sean Lewis to Pat Shurmur. Shador Sanders, the quarterback, was once in the Heisman conversation. He has since fallen out because he has become now the most sacked quarterback in all of college football right now. Football games are won a lot of times in the trenches on that offense and defensive line, and that is probably the weakest point of this Buffs team is their offensive line. Unable to really protect Shador Sanders, unable to get that running game going. And Shador, I know he didn't practice. He was limited in practice throughout the week. So we'll see if he's ready to go, see how healthy he is. But for a guy as talented as Shador, maybe you start to float the question of maybe we can rest him for a little bit, you know. But they still want to be fighting for that bowl eligibility, of course. Need two more wins to get that. Arizona, they're already at 6-3, so they're already in the bowl conversation. But they want to have a better record. You want to try to get as high of a record as you can get, of course, with Washington leading the Pac-12. Still a lot of ground to make up to try to catch them, but with USC and Oregon still in front, Arizona, of course, would have a tiebreaker over USC, but the Huskies and the Ducks are leading the Pac-12 right now. So that game, Wildcats and Buffaloes, that kicks off at 12 p.m., a noon kickoff there over at Folsom Field. That'll be on the Pac-12 network. Should be around 49 degrees there in Boulder. Should be a great weekend, a nice fall November weekend. We're going to take these mild temperatures as we can get it before the snow starts to fall. But Arizona, 10-point favorites coming in to that matchup. Heading over into Fort Collins, the CSU Rams are back at home. This is one of their last two home games before they end the season in Hawaii in mid-November here, just a couple of weeks. For the CSU Rams, it's kind of a similar story. Three straight losses. That was on the road against UNLV, at home against Air Force, and last week in the border war against Wyoming. I don't know if you could have had a more disastrous game for the Rams, trying to stay competitive in that game in the second half, but a mishandled snap that hit Braden Fowler-Nicolosi almost in the hands and then in the face mask got returned inside the five by Wyoming, and it was pretty much wrapped up there as the Cowboys got a win. They are now at 6-3, 3-2 in the Mountain West. But as for the CSU Rams, they sit with a record of 3-6 so far this year, and that's the same win total they had last year under first-year head coach Jay Norvell, now in his second season. And you would expect some improvement from a second-year head coach. Obviously, they had the quarterback change after week one from Clay Millen to Fowler-Nicolosi, and a guy that's had a lot of struggles with turning the ball over, too many interceptions for Braden Fowler-Nicolosi. But this is a big pivotal stretch here, these last three games for the Rams, because, of course, they need six wins to be bowl eligible, and they're only at three. So you have to win all three of their games to get into a bowl game. And that will start off tomorrow with San Diego State. The Aztecs come into Fort Collins. The Aztecs are 3-6 on the year, 1-4 in conference play. They are coming off a two straight losses, one to Nevada, 6-0 was the final there, and then they lost last week to Utah State, 32-24. That game went to double overtime. But they're also at 3-6, so they may be also trying to fight for that bowl eligibility, would kind of just salvage their season a little bit, and that's where both these teams are, both towards the bottom in the Mountain West. The only team that's behind them is Hawaii. They're at 3-7, 1-4. And I know Jack Howell on the Jack Howell show that he does with Brady Hull every Tuesday, you could tell he was kind of ticked off from that Wyoming game, and you could kind of get the sense of that Rams team. You remember we saw them against the Buffs back in September, and they played such a competitive game. Obviously, the atmosphere, the rivalry matchup, maybe brought that extra energy out. But we kind of thought we wouldn't see, that kind of game. You know, set the example of, you know, we can play to that level, but the Rams just haven't been able to find that same consistency, since that Boise State win a few in mid-October, 31-30. They've rattled off three straight losses, so this Rams team is struggling to find their identity a little bit. Is the hot seat starting to be talked about with Jay Norvell? I know it's only his second season. I know Brady explained it. Maybe the hot seat is just in the room with Jay Norvell. He's not sitting on it. He's not anywhere close to it, but it's in the room, and I think he may be a little aware of it. And, you know, the perspective of where CSU is as a program versus where the fans want to see CSU as a program, there's kind of a mismatch there. You want to get this team, if you get to five wins, that's not by all means a disaster. It's an improvement from last year. But the potential of getting a bowl game appearance is obviously front and center there for the CSU Rams. That is a 5 p.m. kickoff on the CBS Sports Network. CSU 3.5-point favorites in that one. Again, the weather should be cooperative, around 50 degrees in kickoff in Fort Collins. So if you're headed to that game, maybe bring a jacket or two as the night goes on. It will definitely get colder. Then, of course, on Monday night, we won't talk too much about this, but the Denver Broncos are back in action taking on the Buffalo Bills. The Broncos, of course, on a two-game win streak with wins over the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, they had the bye last week, so we'll see if that rejuvenated the Broncos or if it kind of stopped their momentum. We'll find out on Monday night, 6:15 on ABC. The Broncos 3-5 right now, trying to get themselves back into the at least 500 before you can get into the playoff conversation. But a win against the 5-4 Buffalo Bills would definitely do a lot for their case. The Bills have had a very up and down season, not really getting to where they, what the expectations of that team has been the last few years, kind of picked as a preseason Super Bowl favorite. In terms of injuries, Greg Dulcich, of course, is still on IR for the Broncos. Micah Hyde, Stephon Diggs, Christian Benford, and Terrell Bernard are all listed as questionable for the Bills. Of course, that could all change over the weekend as those guys get healthy. They don't have to report anything until Monday. But again, that game is 6:15 on ABC on Monday night. Buffalo, a 7-point favorite. Looks like the weather could be a factor in that one. 43 degrees in Orchard Park. It gets terribly cold up there this time of year. So we'll see what happens with there between the Broncos and the Bills. That's going to do it here in this first hour. When we come back, we will start the preview of our A1 Organics game of the week between Roosevelt and Riverdale Ridge. And I will quickly get to my college football and NFL top five games of the weekend. You're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.